my mom has the same three emojis that she uses. It's probably in her queue.
Let me guess. Monkey, fire, poop.
I doubt she knows poop. It's the
if you were to open up, like, you know how it shows you the most recently used emojis, yeah. Right? You'd be horrified at what mine displays.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of my mom right now. She only has a blush, a blushing smiley face, a smiley face with hearts in the eyes, and then a smiley face kissing a heart.
That pretty much covers the whole range of human emotions, I'd say.
Yeah.
That and the monkey and poop and fire.
Oh, she had one with a mad face, a red emoji with a mad face. Really into the smiley
faces. I'd say
faces.
She has mastered the medium. She's really internalized the grammar of emoji speak.
They're all smiley faces. I've confirmed that. But no poop.
Well, props to your mom.
Yeah.
This is the 90.5 WESA Social Club podcast for the weekend of Friday, March, what is it, the 27th. March 27th.
I know. I looked outside and
it's
officially
spring now.
It is it?
Yeah,
we had
I think
some
so.
Snow this week.
Of course.
Yeah.
We were going to have some snow.
We had some snow the first day of spring. It was snowing.
That's right.
So it's going to probably continue until April, right?
Yeah, pretty much. May, June.
No.
Where I'm from, it'll sometimes snow in May.
There was a story that I heard once about it snowing in Erie in July.
Did that really happen?
I don't know. They were talking about being on a ride at an amusement park up high, so I don't know. Maybe like...
Well, like, are there really tall mountains near Erie?
No.
Not that I'm aware of.
Just the roller coaster at Waldemere.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Let's
know.
Investigate that.
Yeah. So.
So this is a podcast about meteorology.
Oh gosh. Ooh, that was my. I wanted to be a meteorologist.
I know we've discussed this before.
I would say the good thing is that when I'm looking towards the events this weekend, they're all inside. So.
All right.
You don't have to worry about being outside for these.
Okay.
So big weekend for farm to table lovers.
Great. Okay.
It is the Farm to Table Local Food Conference at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center.
Mm-hmm.
So you can buy a pass, and it's Friday and Saturday, so you can have a great skip day of work on Friday, or tell your employer that you're doing some research.
Yeah, going to a conference. That's professional development, right?
I think you can just leave it at going to a conference, and you don't have to say that you're going to
be
getting food
samples. And
then
you expense it, and So in addition to conferring, there will also be eating of food.
There will be food samples. Okay. I found the best honey of my life there.
Really?
I found a lot of really great items in terms of how to garden better, even though I'm still not the greatest gardener. Great local businesses that you might not catch at some of the farmers markets during the summer just because there's so many and they're so spread out. But it's really a cool chance to get really local, really fresh ingredients, especially if you're a foodie.
Do you have a honey to recommend?
The honey,
You spoke really highly of some honey.
Now I'm going to have to look it up because it was like life-changing, and then they disappeared from my life.
Where my parents live, it's kind of a touristy town, and one of the things they have there is a shop that specializes in bee products. So it's basically soaps and things made of beeswax and lots and lots of honey. Yeah, but it's all bee products, but mostly it's honey and it's all different. They've got it set up. They've got all these different flavors. They're all infused with something or they're made from, I'm not sure how this works, but like the bees that make the honey feed on or gather pollen or materials from different kinds of plants, and depending on what plants they're using, the honey tastes different, supposedly.
Yes.
I think, right?
Yeah. No, that is true. I was at Big Dog Coffee a couple of weeks ago, and they had a honey latte, and she was trying to explain to me that this honey was from bees that – I was going to say ate, but you know what I mean – that went to a flower that was – more florally than another flower.
Okay.
Could not even start to process. But anyway, so – the honey is more florally than other honeys, and so you're going to get this taste in the honey and the latte. Like, it's a whole – it opened up my world to – I just thought honey was honey.
Yeah.
It is not.
No, no.
It is not.
No, there is a whole craft honey industry out there
that will
tell you otherwise.
So you can obviously find your favorite honey at Farm to Table or your favorite other local vendor, farm, etc. on Friday or Saturday. And then Friday night, they actually have a farm-to-table local food tasting that is specifically for you to go around and taste different bites from local places that specialize in that. So all of the vendors have to be Pennsylvania All of them have to do farm to table, obviously. Mm-hmm. So I know like last year, Bar Marco had this amazing quinoa recipe with beets and squash, and it was this winter salad.
Be still my heart.
I know. So nerdy. And they had the recipe, and I'm not much of a cook at all, but they had the recipe printed out, and I've been making it all winter. I love it.
I like quinoa, but it is hard to make it taste like anything, right. I find.
But with a little vinegar, some beets.
Yeah, there you go. Like a salad.
Some feta.
Sure.
It's amazing.
All
so
right. I'll buy that.
Yeah, so you can find great things, and also there will be beer. So.
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah, there of course.
Be. Is that you like can... there will be blood? Was that where the reference you were making?
I was not, but there we will be beer. There. So $25 gets you in for the local food tasting, which is not bad at all.
Cool.
At the convention center, or we have the 20th annual Empty Bowl. So this is a really good cause because they are making soups from different famous chefs around the area. So Bill Fuller of Big Burrito will be the exclusive soup. I don't want to say Nazi, but soup. I was about to. Soup connoisseur.
Soup commandant. How
yes.
about that?
So he will be making the soups for this event. It's $22, and it gets you a bowl of soup, and it goes to a very good cause, which is feeding the
–
they said 1 in 7 people in Allegheny County will go hungry. So it's obviously for a good cause, and you'll get delicious soup too.
I met Bill. He's not a Nazi. He's pretty
laid back.
He's
a nice guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's on your sister station.
Uh-huh.
Very nice guy. And then I have to do my shameless plug for
– Do it.
Yelps Under the Big Top. That is next Thursday. I can't believe I'm saying that.
Under the Big Top. So there's a circus theme now?
It's a circus theme.
Last I heard it was – wasn't it going to be Wizard of Oz or something? Or is that something else?
And that was another event. You're back a week, Josh.
It's all just a blur.
Yeah, it's all a blur. But you can't be blurry about this. Yelps Under the Big Top, April 2nd, 8 to 10 p.m. It is free. Free, free, free. Free with RSVP on yelp.com/events. And it's going to be amazing. I have 30-plus local food and drink vendors. Mm-hmm. I have Ripley's Believe It or Not, World's Best Sideshow Act, which is incredible. I have magicians. I have a world champion yo-yoer.
Yeah.
Mark Hayward.
They were talking about that guy when we had Aaron and Chrissy from Arcade.
Yeah, Mark
we're talking
Hayward.
About him.
He's going to be there.
So have you seen him perform?
I have seen him perform, yes, and he is amazing. And it is crazy to think of what that man can do with yo-yo.
Maybe this is what will make me come to your party.
See him.
Like my kids are big into – one of my kids is into yo-yoing or has discovered the yo-yo. And I'm like, well, did you know that the best yo-yoer in the world lives in Pittsburgh? We should go check it out.
You might be raising a world-famous yo-yoer and you don't even know it. But you do have to remember this is at the Children's Museum.
Mm-hmm.
You can't bring your kids, though. It's 21+.
That's ironic.
But there will be beer.
All right.
Well, Children's Museum, so the
kids
reason
– beer.
I know. Yeah. But the reason I came out with wanting to do this party is because they have a make shop in the museum and they do 21+ nights bi-monthly. And it's super cool and fun place to be. I don't have kids and I love going to the Children's Museum because it's so fun.
Yeah.
So
it appeals to the kid in all of
it
us.
It does. And we were even talking about setup and they were talking about one of the really cool items they have, which is falling letters, like that screen.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Falling letters. And they were like, we could put a booth there and have that off so we can have a vendor there. And I was like, no. It's also
awesome.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah,
there's so many cool things there that it's – you don't even need any entertainment, but there's going to be amazing entertainment. So
totally.
April 2nd, RSVP on yelp.com/events.
Under the Big Top.
Under the Big Top, wear your circus stuff. Not
wear your
a scary.
Clown shoes.
Don't be a scary clown. Rachel may
you
not
realize
let you
that's
in.
All you're going to get is scary
oh,
clowns.
No,
that and like sexy clowns.
Oh no,
that's a thing, right?
No.
This I bet you Halloween, like you scan Facebook, you'll find some. Sexy
I'm sure
because there's a sexy version of everything at Halloween.
Yeah, there's like a sexy janitor.
Okay,
I'm sure.
Yeah.
And
not invited to the party.
No, but you need to come to this one.
Okay.
If not for the yo-yo skills that you need to pick up. And then you've got something going on?
Yeah, that's right. I'm participating in the Pittsburgh Humanities Festival. I think the first one, which is being put on by the Cultural Trust and Carnegie Mellon University. and a bunch of other people. And so I'm going to be interviewing a filmmaker, documentary filmmaker, and the author upon whose book the film is based, about their movie, which has to do with Amistad and the slave trade. It's going to be a blast. It's going to be so much fun. Slavery
very,
on a Saturday morning.
Very serious topic.
Yeah. No, actually, it's a really interesting film, and I think it'll be an interesting discussion. Just part of a much bigger lineup. Lots of things going on all over town. So that's at Space on Saturday at like 10 a.m., I think.
This weekend.
This weekend. And as far as I know, passes are still available.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you can go see Josh. You're live interviewing then.
That's right. Yeah. On the stage.
That's
so
really
you
awesome.
Go Friday night to see the movie, I think.
Okay.
And then the discussion is on Saturday.
I feel like you're almost becoming a man about town, the lecture scene at least, doing something at Point Park
something
this
like
week.
That.
I mean, maybe you'll become the go-to guy.
I hope not. That sounds like a lot of work.
I think you've got a future.
Thanks, Rachel.
Of course.
So will I see you on Saturday?
Yeah,
see? It's awkward,
maybe,
right?
Maybe.
I'll think about it. Yeah, I'm going to click maybe.
10 o'clock is kind of early for a Saturday, but there's a lot of people that I'm sure will be
different
very
worlds,
interested
Rachel.
In it. I know. Different worlds. That's okay. Different strokes for different folks.
So whatever you do this weekend, have a good one.
Of course.